This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Chris Bunka, the CEO of Alexaria Bioscience. Alexaria Bioscience Corp's proprietary drug delivery technology, DehydraTech, that improves the way active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, enter the bloodstream by promoting healthier ingestion methods and increasing the effectiveness of fat-soluble active molecules, thereby lowering overall dosing. And Mr. Bunka, really appreciate your joining us here today on the program.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really, really pleased to be here.
And of course, we're equally pleased to have you with us and really appreciate your time. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how Alexaria Bioscience started and the development of the company's technology. Let's kick it off with that today.
Well, happy to do that. Alexaria got involved in drug delivery technology beginning in 2014, 5.5, 6 years ago. And we originally acquired the intellectual property for a single patent filing that was made in the United States by a couple of very bright PhD researchers based in Florida. We acquired those rights and we significantly expanded upon them within about half a year of acquiring the original base technology. I hired a really brilliant man from Toronto, Canada, by the name of John Daugherty. John used to be the president and chief operating officer of Helix Biopharmaceuticals, and he has a long background in drug delivery technology based on crossing tissue barriers, different things that the body does to protect itself. So John and I have worked ever since on the technology, and we're very proud of what we've accomplished, because today we now have 18, that's 1-8, patents that have been granted all over the world, and we have another 60, plus or minus, patents pending also all over the world. And the technology has greatly evolved and expanded from its original thoughts. We are now patent granted for the delivery of cannabinoids, fat-soluble vitamins, nicotine, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, things like ibuprofen, for example. We're also patent pending for other molecule classes, things like human hormones, antiviral drugs, phosphodiesterase inhibitors. Those are products that are commonly known by the names Viagra or Cialis, and a number of other drugs. So the technology is very, very powerful. It works with a certain type of molecule. That's why all of the things I just mentioned have bearing and relevance to us. All the molecules in the things that I've just mentioned have certain similarities that are amenable to being useful by our tech. So it's been a really interesting 5 years. We've commercialized the tech. We now have various companies that have licensed it from us. And we continue to move forward. So it's really been an exciting 5 years, and brand new technology that we have a lot of intellectual property around, and looking forward to the next 10 or 15 years as we think we're going to grow into what we hope will be a global powerhouse.
That sounds pretty awesome, and quite a vision there on your part. Awesome stuff. Now, what exactly is DehydraTech and its benefits? Get into that if you would.
Absolutely. Perfect question. So DehydraTech is the name of our technology. It's a very simple process. We basically take a drug, an active pharmaceutical ingredient, you're quite right in calling it that. We combine it with something called a long-chain fatty acid. That's a fancy name for something that, for a simple ingredient that's probably in your kitchen. Sunflower oil or olive oil contain long-chain fatty acids inside those oils. So we take the drug, we mix it with certain ingredients of these long-chain fatty acids, And then we add a dry powder. That powder could be anything as simple as gum arabic or xanthan gum. It can even be cocoa powder for that matter. And then we process it with our patented step, which is a dehydration manufacturing process. What comes out of the dehydrators is a powder where the drug has now been infused into the powder. And this whole process is quite simple. It only takes a few hours. Once it comes out, what has changed is the drug now has an association with these long-chain fatty acids. And that's where the magic is, Eric, because the human body is highly evolved. Your body naturally wants to use long-chain fatty acids as you eat anything. So when food passes from the stomach into the intestine, your body secretes digestive juices, bile, to help you process those nutrients and get them into your bloodstream. What our technology does is basically mimic or kind of turbocharge that exact same natural process. Because we're so good at it, we've run, oh my gosh, scores and scores of tests, both human clinical trials, as well as many, many animal tests and in vitro tests, petri dish or lab dish tests. And over and over and over again, we've evidenced that some of the benefits are really pretty astounding. So for example, in a human clinical study that we did with cannabidiol, which comes from hemp, CBD, we evidenced that 30 minutes after swallowing a capsule that had our tech and CBD in it, we had over 300% more CBD in the human bloodstream than the generic version of that same CBD. We've also evidenced many times in animal tests and lab tests an affinity to not just reaching the bloodstream, which is by itself very important, but also crossing what's known as the blood-brain barrier. So you may know there are a number of central nervous system disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, and many others, where one of the biggest challenges in the pharmaceutical world is delivering a drug actually and getting it into the brain, because the blood-brain barrier is a very protective barrier that the body has evolved to try to make sure that your brain stays healthy and that foreign substances cannot get in. Well, in repeated studies that we've done, for example, with nicotine, by the way, is the leading drug in the world for potential treatment of Alzheimer's, we've evidenced up to 1,900%, believe it or not, 19 times more drug crossing the blood-brain barrier and reaching brain tissue. So the benefits of the technology is that it is much, much more efficient at delivering a drug or an API into the bloodstream or into the brain, allowing that drug to do what it is designed to do. And it does that much more quickly, generally 2 to 3 times more quickly than without the technology. So for example, if you took an over-the-counter pain remedy because you have a headache, you might have to wait an hour or 45 minutes before that medication really takes effect. With our tech, that delay might be dropped down to 15 or 20 minutes, which is fairly typical for our tech. So it gets more of the drug in, it gets it in more quickly, and then depending on what type of product we're talking about, it also has a great power to reduce bitter flavors of drugs. Sometimes people will put vitamins or other substances into foods or drinks, things that you will consume that are not a pill. And in those cases, our technology also helps with a reduction of bitter flavors. So more of the drug, more quickly, and a more agreeable experience with it. That's what our tech does, and it works in a very similar fashion, whether we're delivering a cannabinoid, a nicotine product, an oral nicotine product, or something else. So for example, right now, We are expecting results any day now, actually, from an antiviral test that we are running to see if the technology has the same benefits, with antiviral drugs. Obviously, the world has a huge problem right now with coronavirus, and a number of different antiviral drugs are being explored. So those are the benefits of the tech, Eric.
And of course, we appreciate your thorough coverage on that and your response. Thanks so much. Now, talk about your recent announcement with British American Tobacco, if you would.
Well, you know, it's quite funny, Eric. We're a small company. We don't pretend to be something we're not. But we've actually had a number of the world's largest companies approach us, and you know, that's a good sign. So, yes, quite recently we announced a new relationship with British American Tobacco. Of course, they're the second or third largest tobacco company in the world. And we are conducting research and development on their behalf right now. We are producing a number of different oral nicotine formats for them for testing, and that testing is ongoing. Now, something I really want to stress here, when we talk about nicotine, when Lexaria talks about nicotine, we're not talking about tobacco. We're talking about the nicotine molecule that has been extracted from the tobacco leaf, but it is a purified substance by itself. And although many people don't know this, in fact, I did not know it until I got into this business, pure nicotine does not actually cause cancer. It is obviously, people know that smoking or combusting the tobacco leaf is very, very injurious to your health, but purified nicotine does not cause cancer. So what Lexaria is trying to do is help some of the world's biggest tobacco companies produce new oral versions, something you put in your mouth. It could be a pouch, it could be a lozenge, a gum, it could be any number of different product formats. So it does not need to be combusted. And people who desire the use of nicotine can do so without creating lung disease, emphysema, or cancers. We also, quite some time ago, a couple of years ago, also entered into agreement with another of the world's largest tobacco companies, and that was Altria, the giant American tobacco company that owns Marlboro. Altria actually has a license agreement in place with us that if they ever decide to produce a product, an oral product with our technology, they've already agreed on the royalty rate that they would pay us. So, and in fact, there are other companies around the world that I'm not permitted to mention right now because we've not made them public that we are in discussions with as well. So for us, it's been quite flattering as a small company to have some of the world's biggest companies explore our technology and look at the possibility of commercializing the technology around the world. And I'm so glad you asked the question because it brings up another very tightly related theme, which is, you know, what's our business plan? And to say that, you have to realize Lexaria does not plan on producing our own products or our own drugs. What Lexaria is doing is partnering with global companies that already have extensive sales, marketing, distribution, manufacturing assets in place, and we license our technology to them so that they can use it in their existing product lines, whether they are consumer products or regulated drugs. So it's a little bit of a different business model. We're a royalty company, and it means that our revenues are very, very high quality because we don't have to manufacture anything. We're just licensing the technology.
Yeah, thanks for that fine report and details on that today. We are with Mr. Chris Bunka, the CEO of Lexaria Bioscience, Alexario Bioscience Corp's proprietary drug delivery technology, Dehydrotech. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Also, what are fat-soluble active molecules, and how can your technology lower overall dosing with pharmaceutical ingredients?
So it's really, really interesting. And again, I've learned a lot over the last 10 years or so. You know, there's different ways to categorize almost anything, if you think about it. And when you're thinking about drugs or foods, there are two main classes, and really only two. They're either water-soluble or they're fat-soluble. Everything that you eat is one of those two things, with a few very rare exceptions. Your blood is water-soluble. And so whenever you eat anything, it passes through the stomach, to the intestine, to the liver, where things are processed or metabolized, and then released into the bloodstream for use by your body. And of course, one of the jobs that your liver has is to convert anything that you've eaten that is fat-based into a water-soluble metabolite so that your body can better use it. Our technology works to greatly enhance the quantity of these fat-soluble molecules that actually get across the intestinal wall. Because they're not water-soluble, water-soluble vitamin, for example, would be vitamin C. Everybody knows what vitamin C is. It's extremely inexpensive and very easy to take and to absorb. That's because it's water-soluble. A fat-soluble vitamin is a vitamin like vitamin E, very difficult for the body to absorb. So the magic in our technology is that we work with these fat-soluble compounds, and we actually change the route in which those molecules are ultimately delivered. Now, it gets a bit technical, but I'll keep it simple, which is to say, with our tech and by engaging the use of these long-chain fatty acids, these ingredients that are within sunflower oil, for example, once this drug hits the intestinal wall, instead of taking the typical pathway into the liver, which takes a long time to do its work, our drugs, our molecules, are dropped into what's called the lymphatic lacteal system and actually delivered through your lymph system, your lymphatic system, into the blood circulation from there. That's the key, that's the magic by which we deliver the drugs so quickly, because we actually avoid the liver transformation and drop into the bloodstream in the drug's native form. So there's a difference between everything you eat with regards to being fat soluble or water soluble. And by the way, Eric, this is the reason why if you have a big steak dinner, you feel very tired 30 and 60 minutes later, because it's a high fat meal and your body has to work really, really hard. Your liver is actually working quite hard to process that high-fat meal for use by your body. So as I say, this is one of the great things about the Hydratec, is that it's a very natural technology that mimics the body's existing processes.
Mr. Bunk, I really appreciate your explanation on that last question. Most helpful. And, of course, your visit has been most informative, and can't thank you enough for that. One last question for you as we conclude. What types of drugs and areas can Dehydratec increase bioabsorption?
So we've done most of our work so far with two classes of drugs, one of them being nicotine. Now, even in nicotine, there are different forms of nicotine, but we've done a lot of work with nicotine, and we know that we've increased the bioabsorption by anywhere between sometimes on the low end, 100%. As I say, on the high end, into brain tissue, as much as 1,900%. We've also done extensive work with cannabinoids, both from hemp and, where it's legal, from cannabis itself. We've conducted a lot of work with the largest research organization in Canada, something called the National Research Council, which is very similar to the NIH in America. We've actually received grant money from them and have conducted work with them on and off for about 3 years. And so we have an extensive database on the delivery of both of those molecule classes. We've also done a limited amount of work with vitamins, with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, things like aspirin or ibuprofen. And we've just started our earliest work. As I say, we actually have news coming, we think, in the next couple of weeks on our initial antiviral research. The antiviral research is really important for a lot of obvious reasons with this age of COVID-19. But also remember that viruses that need a lot of work against our common things like influenza, tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS, and more. So we are experimenting with the antiviral drugs right now, and we will have news on whether or not the technology appears to work with those classes of drugs before Christmas. So it's an exciting time for us right now at Lexaria, Eric.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a lot going on, and really appreciate the report. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Lexaria Bioscience. Where's the best place online to do so?
Our website is LexariaBioscience.com. We are a public company, so you can also type in our ticker symbol in the United States and get a lot of information on us, and that symbol is LXRT. Either way, you should be able to find quite a lot of information on us, and a lot of our science has also been published, so that would be available on the web as well.
It certainly sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Bunka, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
I would like that. Thank you so much for taking the time, Eric.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Bunka, the CEO of Lexaria Bioscience, a Lexaria Bioscience Corp's proprietary drug delivery technology, DehydraTech, that improves the way active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, enter the bloodstream by promoting healthier ingestion methods and increasing the effectiveness of fat-soluble active molecules, thereby lowering overall dosing. And for all the details, visit LexariaBioscience.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.